When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked the disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by flesh and blood, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you lose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he ordered his disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah.
Well, good morning, good morning. It's the summer. We're all here. So we've got a bit of different things to look at today. I've got here my nice Tesco deli counter, will you? My laptop, if it's not plugged in, is in danger of just giving up, so there we go. Then we've got to get to number 38. So, hopefully more than one number a minute. Now what I need you guys at the back to come and help me with some clues. I've got some envelopes, I've got some clues. Come and this is for everybody, I'm afraid, because I've got 38. So do pass these along. Hold on to one or two to open and look out for your number. It's like being at the deli counter. You've got to look for your number to come up. What am I talking about? There's a few more at the front. Sorry, I'm on the wrong. Can you pass them around? I'm in the wrong place for the microphone now. I'll scuttle back to the front and behave myself.
Too close to the speakers.
Right. So, we're going to follow some clues this morning. So wait for your number to come up before you open your envelope.
You can look less impressed.
So the numbers could be anywhere. I don't know where I've put them. Have you got some envelopes here? Oh, is there this up here that I was thinking? Hugh looks like he needs one over here. He's lacking. So, which is Catherine? I've got one more. Theo, there you go. Right. So I've got number one up. So clues. And we'll answer some questions. Now, this is an interesting passage. We could go into what on earth is binding and loosing. We could go into who's the rock. But that's all for another day. We're going to get to one question today throughout 38. Right, so to start with, my first question is, what kind of people have we got clues to? So these come in three. So who's got number one? Come on, Theo. Right, let's hear another clue. Number one, read it out. I could
continue to roam in my...
R4.
Let me roam in my...
This person wears a special uniform to do their job.
Right. Okay. Number two. Who's got... Anybody want to guess on the basic number one? This person's special uniform? No? Right, let's go for number two.
This person plays in a team of 11 people.
Wears a special uniform, plays in a team of 11 people. Any guesses? We've got a different footballer. Let's have number three. Who's got number three?
The top players are paid very large amounts for kicking a ball around.
Footballer. Okay. Right. Good. So, clues. So, next person. So, number four. This person does not wear a uniform.
That was this person does not wear a uniform.
Okay, so that's not a footballer then. Right, so let's have another clue. Number five. Who's got number five?
This person works with 30 other people all day.
This person works with 30 other people all day. Any guesses? I guess I'm a teacher. Okay, let's see. Who's got number six?
This person is currently on holiday, but not much longer.
Are we going to be teacher? Yes. I could have put this person has 13 weeks holiday a year, but I was banned from that for my wife.
It's not true.
Number seven. Behind you, Chris. Dean.
This person might wear black clothing.
This person might wear all black clothing. No, okay. Number eight. Cody's got number eight.
This person might pretend to be doing a different job.
Wait, we went up number nine.
This person tries to find countries.
Is that all it? This person tries to find out secrets from other countries, is what I meant it to say. Sorry about that.
A spy.
Yes. I'm sorry, not everybody's got one. Has anybody got an envelope? I would have passed over to someone who's feeling the lack of an envelope. Right, who's got number 10? I can see number 10 there. These are clues, which I think Peter could have thought back to help him answer the question that Jesus asked. So, let's crack on. 16.
One was coming, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight paths for him.
So John, who came before Jesus, said, the Lord's coming, prepare the way. Was that 16 or 17? That's 17.
Jesus called Peter to follow him.
So he would have remembered, Peter would have remembered that Jesus said, come on, follow me. 18.
Jesus healed many people.
Jesus healed many people. It's Peter, the other disciples would have been there, and he saw that happen. 19.
Jesus spoke with authority about God and God's pattern for life.
Okay, Jesus spoke with authority about God. So the Sermon on the Mount was in Matthew, isn't it? Jesus was talking about what God said and reinterpreting it and souping some things up and playing some things down. It's my summary of the Sermon on the Mount. 20.
Jesus said that it was wise to follow him.
That's quite a claim, isn't it? That's the end of the Sermon on the Mount. The wise man builds house upon the rock. The wise person follows Jesus. 21.
Jesus taught his followers to pray.
Jesus taught our Father. We're going to say that later in the service. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. 22.
Jesus told the religious leaders what was wrong with how they were trying to follow God's laws.
That was more controversial moments. Okay, next one, 23.
Jesus calmed the storm on Lake Galilee that was going to drown Peter and others.
Yeah, remember that story? The storm, Jesus calmed the storm, it was about to drown them, get in the boat. 24.
Jesus forgave people's sins.
Okay, people's sins, that was also quite controversial. 25.
It's your one. You're going to read it again.
Jesus raised someone from the dead.
That was quite memorable, probably. Jesus raised someone from the dead. 26.
Jesus said that God was his Father in heaven.
Okay, 27.
Jesus told great stories to show what God's kingdom is like.
We're going to look at some of those stories later in the autumn, the parables that Jesus told. 28. Here. Press forward.
Jesus fed thousands of people with just a little bread and fish. Twice.
She said 5,000. It's always a bit strange. He fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 4,000 with 7 loaves. Anyway, doesn't correlate, does it? 29.
Jesus walked on the surface of the lake and had Peter do it too.
Didn't just walk on the water himself, had Peter do it too. So those are quite a lot of things, but I think there were probably more that Peter had in mind when he was thinking how to answer Jesus' question, who am I? And what was his conclusion? You are the Messiah. You are Christ. And Christ isn't like Jesus' surname. It's not Mr. J. Christ, known to his friends as Jesus. It's more like Jesus the Rescuer, Jesus the Redeemer, Jesus the Saviour. It was a title. It was what his description of who he was and what he did. And it came from the Old Testament. And lots of those clues that we've read out kind of resonate with things that are in the Old Testament about what God said, who was coming. So Peter recognized that Jesus was fulfilling those promises from the Old Testament. And he said, you are the Son of the living God. The Son of a God was also a God in the Roman way of thinking. Emperors became gods and then their sons became gods. So Son of a God. But he said, so the Son of the living God. Not just the son of any old thing we've made up, but the son of the living God from the Old Testament. But Peter wasn't the only one to say who Jesus was. We've got just a few more clues to get through. These are also all from Matthew, but a bit later on. So three more. The start of number 30.
When Jesus died, it was dark for 3 hours in the daytime.
When Jesus died, it was dark for 3 hours in the daytime. 31.
When Jesus died, there was an earthquake.
When Jesus died, there was an earthquake. 32.
When Jesus died, the curtain in the temple was torn from top to bottom.
So the curtain in the temple was torn from top to bottom.
So three things happened when Jesus died. And someone who was there, a centurion, a Roman centurion, saw all those things and said, do you remember? Centurion said, surely this was the Son of God. Surely he was the Son of God. Other clues. Peter. I'm not going to get into arguments about who wrote what, but there are two letters in the New Testament that say they're from Peter. 1 Peter and 2 Peter. And this is Peter saying, let's take it, this is Peter saying some of the things that he remembered about Jesus. So the next three are three of these from the letters of Peter. He's got 33.
In his great mercy, God has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
So Peter talking about the resurrection. We're talking about Jesus raised from the dead as well. 34. Catherine.
Far away.
Chris told me he was tired this morning, so I thought I'd keep him on.
Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive in the spirit.
Thank you, and 35, which I can tell you now is the longest one. Thank you.
For we did not follow cleverly devised stories when we told you about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in power, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. He received honour and glory from God the Father when the voice came to him from the majestic glory, saying, this is my Son, who am I love. With him I am well pleased. We ourselves heard this voice that came from heaven when we were with him on the sacred mountain.
Thank you. So it's talking about the transfiguration there. And remembering what they saw of Jesus and remembering the resurrection. And maybe we've got some more clues. There's three to go. If you're keeping up, there's 38. 36. These are kind of our clues. What's happened since the Bible that maybe give us some clues to think about this question.
Many millions of people of all kinds around the world follow Jesus and believe that he is God.
And so many millions of followers, and 37 is at the back.
Many people have experienced God and Jesus answering their prayer.
Many people have experienced God and Jesus answering their prayers. And 38 should be relieved.
Many people believe that Jesus' way of living in God's world is the best.
Many people believe that Jesus' way of living in God's world is the best. So it leaves Jesus' question hanging in the air for all of us. Who do you say Jesus is? Who do I say Jesus is? And I think we can all start to have an answer to that question, right from the youngest ones of us all the way up. When I was about 7, I first understood that Jesus loves me. And my response was to want to love Jesus back. To choose to love Jesus back. Later on, my ideas became a little bit more developed than that. Ideas do change over time, don't they? But there's something fundamental, isn't there, about the love of God, which is shown in Jesus and experienced through the Holy Spirit. And experienced as we gather together as God's people. and share the love of God together. So who do you say the Son of Man is? Is a question I think we all have to have an answer to, or start to have an answer to. So what's your response?